Ben Prue is the communications coordinator with the town of Peace River. He joins us on the line. Ben, thank you very much for joining us. Some of the residents from the Northwest Territories are still here. Some are on their way home. But Peace River had a very big part to play with the evacuees in the sense that we were an evacuation center. Comments, please, just a little bit of an icebreaker on the role that Peace River had to play.
Yeah, it was busy. It was definitely busy. We were selected as a community for the evacuees from the Northwest Territories to be able to come and stay with us. So we had our registration center set up, and everybody came through the Baytex Center and gave us their name and their info, and we tried to set them up as best as we could with housing and food vouchers and making sure that they were comfortable while in town. Like you said, some are still here, and most of them have moved on.
As you mentioned, things were busy when they were here, especially at the height of the evacuation up in the Northwest Territories. I'm sure there were many challenges both to evacuees and to staff. What were some of the challenges that were brought forward?
Well, the biggest thing in a situation like this for the town is that we're kind of in a situation where we don't have all the information at once. So we do our best with what we have at any given moment. And I think that we were able to operate pretty well within that. But we do have to coordinate with other levels of government as we go. So we worked with the province very closely, and we worked with the federal government to the extent that they were involved as well. And without jinxing us for next time, I think it went about as smoothly as it could have. The staff at the town were fantastic throughout. They were able to get things set up really quickly. We tried to get communications out to residents and evacuees in a timely manner so that everybody knew what was going on and what they could expect. And business owners jumped on board to help however they could. So I think it could have been a lot more challenging than it actually was. But everybody sort of stepped up to the plate.
Having said that, on the other side of the coin here, Ben, this is the second time in the spring and summer that Peace River has had to step up as an evacuation center. How happy is everybody, and I guess you specifically, or for the area, I guess, to step up and say, hey, we're here for you?
Well, that's just an Alberta thing. We've seen that before. I think the fact that we were impacted by wildfires close to home made a bit of a difference as well, where, you know, we were never evacuated, but it wasn't that far off at certain points back in May when some of our neighbors were evacuated. And I think that kind of stuck with some people. And so when we were hosting evacuees, we had some comments that people remembered, you know, how anxious they were when everything was close to home, and how happy they are that we didn't have to evacuate, but we were definitely close. And so it sort of built a strong system of support, and we were hearing from evacuees nonstop that, hey, everybody in town has been so nice and everybody's been so accommodating and welcoming. And I think that makes a big difference for those who are displaced from their homes. And so I really do think that people are happy to help out when it's something like that.
Moving forward here, Ben, I'm sure, please correct me if I'm wrong here, that there are policies in place from the town of Peace River and surrounding areas. Not that I'm saying that anything went wrong. I'm sure nothing went wrong. You may have had a few hiccups here and there, but with those policies, will there be a review and a possible update of said policies?
I want to use the word review in the context that it makes sense, because when you say review, sometimes people can think of formal reviews where, mm-hmm. you know, you bring in somebody from the outside and they're an external contractor, and that's not taking place in this sense. We always review everything that we do, really, and adjust as we go. And so as we were going through the evacuee process, there's debriefs and, you know, there's looking at what works and what doesn't, and you adjust as needed to support evacuees through those processes. And it's no different than when we were going through wildfires that were closer to home, where we're constantly looking at how we handle things and how we reach people and how we put out messaging and all those different pieces and evaluating our own efforts to make sure that, you know, we fix things that can be fixed immediately and that we look at the fixing things for down the line as well. So that's pretty normal practice. Now, whether that's going to result in a change to policy, I don't think necessarily it will. It's definitely a possibility always that we review those policies and say, hey, we actually have to change these pieces. But when you're executing within a, you know, an emergent situation of that nature, it's a little bit fluid. And so you're following policy, obviously, but the policies aren't so restrictive that it goes down to the minute pieces that you would be looking at on a day-to-day basis. So a lot of it is process more than policy.
Does something like this still give everybody a lot more confidence moving forward to say, hey, this can be done? Yes, there might be a tweak here or there, but we're confident that we did the job that we were supposed to do.
Yeah, and I think that we've in many ways built that trust and that confidence throughout the past year. If you look at everything that's happened, you know, since this point in 2022, we've had earthquakes just outside of town. We've had, you know, the river breakup that happens every spring that we were able to mitigate and kept anything from flooding. We have gone through our own wildfires in the region, and now we've helped evacuees as well. And so it's been a busy year for these sorts of pieces. And I think that if you look back and at everything as a whole, the town has performed very well through everything. Obviously, there are always going to be hiccups and always going to be lessons learned, and that's why we do those debriefs. But at the same time, you know, everybody's been safe, and we've done our best to make sure that everybody's informed and that they understand what we're doing and how it impacts them. So I would say by and large that we have gained some trust through that.
Ben Prue is the communications coordinator for the town of Peace River. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.